Please don't hurt me. Where am I? Who are you? Where are my clothes? Why? Untie me, please. Untie me. Let me off this bed. Let me... Wait, I know you. I've seen you at the club where I sing. You're there every night, at the edge of the crowd, where the light never quite reaches. It is you, isn't it? You never sing along, never dance. I thought you were shy instead of being a fucking stalker. A fucking psycho? No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'm scared, okay? I thought you liked me. I thought you liked my voice. My songs, but this isn't how you treat people you like, is it? I mean, please, please, please. What are you doing? Why are you taking your clothes off? Talk to me, okay? Say something. Okay? Okay, then listen. I'm trying to keep you out of trouble. Don't smile like that, I am. Somebody at the club must have seen me leave. I mean, the parking lot was dark and almost empty, but someone could have seen me there. They could have seen you jump me and press that rag over my mouth, right? Right? No? Well, my car will still be there, and they'll know something happened. People start looking for me, they'll... what's that you're holding? My car keys? You drove me here in my own car. You bastard. Well... what about this place? Huh? Maybe someone saw you drag me in here. What about that? Maybe. Please let me go. Please. Let me go. Please. Help. Somebody help. Help me, please. No. No one will hear me coming. No one's going to come. You're careful to be sure we were alone and uninterrupted. Excellent. You heard me. I couldn't have done a better job of getting you here all to myself. Isolated. Aw, you look confused. Actually, you look ridiculous standing there in your socks with your dick in your hand. Exactly where I want you. Did you really think you came to hear me sing, night after night, of your own free will? My song found you, little man. That very first night you heard me in the club, it wormed its way and touched some blister in your mind. Some dripping, fevered fantasy. And it sank in like a fishhook. That's what drew you back again and again. My voice. That's where you spent most nights lurking in the shadows, unable to take your eyes off me and trying to hide your hard-on whilst your mind oozes with images of all the sick, sticky things you wanted to do to me. And what about your days in between? Aimless hours clustered into the significant details of your pathetic job whilst you ache to return to me. Whilst my voice filled your mind like a hunger, like a kiss turned cold. And so... you fed that hunger, you warmed that cold with plots and plans, scheming while you jerked your cock, whilst pretending your pale, dry hand was the moist, clench of my cant. Are you getting an inkling of the danger you're in? Or do you still think a woman, naked and tied to a bed, has no power over you? My voice is my power, little man. It has been for centuries. From the shores of Aegean, where my sisters and I sang to the heroes of Greece. They were magnificent. More gods than mortals. Bronze. Beautiful. Men have fallen so far from that time. But even heroes succumb to our songs, fling themselves into the sea, disemboweling their ships into the rocks, desperate to reach us, thinking our mouths are filled with kisses instead of teeth. And here we are, you and me, the last of the sirens, in a place no one knows about, where screams go unheard. All your naked skin, me with my teeth. You don't believe me? Of course you don't. After all, I'm bound to this bed, wrists bound, ankles bound, legs pulled wide, unable to move, unable to stop you from doing all the things you've dreamed about. So what are you waiting for? Take your cock out of your hand and ram it inside me. Ram it deep into my wet and warmth. No? You can't, can you? My voice has you bound in place. Stuck in a web of my words. Yeah. Struggling against my spell and feel it press tighter and tighter. Like the air is turned to paste. Oh, whimper, how delicious. Now it's my turn, little man. You're my prey. Not just snared, not just stuck and helpless, but completely under my control. Let me prove it. Your hand locked around your cock. Move the thumb. Rub it against the head of your dick. See? You can't stop, can you? Do it gently. Just a tease. The way I do it with the tip of my tongue. Good. Good. You see, we sirens have always liked a little spice of our meat. The arousal you feel, the tide of sexual energy, I can taste it. The more excited you become, the more delicious you'll be. Mixed up with all the fear you've been experiencing, and, well, you'll be positively intoxicating. So, rub a little faster, work that pre-cum around the tip of your cock. Get it all good and moist whilst I extend the cord and cut these ropes loose. There. And my ankles. Now I'm free. And you're not. Oh, look at your eyes, so wide and terrified. I can see your pulse pounding in the hollow of your throat. The twitch of your cock. Now I want you to stroke yourself, slowly, from the tip to base. Spread that pre-cum. Get your shaft all slick and sticky. Good. Up and down. Up and down. Up. Now squeeze the tip down. Release the base, up and squeeze, down, release, up, squeeze, down, release. Keep that up while I decide what to do with your other hand. Should we play with your nipples? Fondle your balls? No. I know. Raise your hand up. No, don't bother trying to resist. Now, extend a finger. And let me take it in my mouth. Get all good and wet. Now, slide it down and around your ass. Slip your hand between your cheeks and work that finger, that sloppy finger, into your ass. Is that what you had planned for me? Your fingers and cock in my cunt, my ass. There's a part of you that's loving this, isn't there? Your heart tripping with fear, your dick thickening with lust. Terror is always your goal. I'm not sure if it even matters to you which one of us is afraid. So let me make it matter. Let me tell you exactly what's going to happen to you. When you come, little man, is when you'll be most tasty, marinated in endorphins, spiced just right for my palate. When you come is when I feed. Stroke faster now. Faster. Slide the other hand a little deeper. You can try to prevent what's going to come by, well, not coming. But in the end, you'll just build yourself up into a bigger, messier climax. Squeeze tighter. Tighter. Up and down. Don't let up. Your head of your cock is glistening with more pre-cum. You're getting close, aren't you? Very, very close. Keep stroking. Faster. Harder. Squeeze. Let me release your hips from the spell so you can back and thrust and fuck your own fist. Faster. 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 Stop. Aww. What's worse, little man? Being compelled to move or being unable to? Terrified of coming, but oh, so wanting to. Wanting and needing to slide your sticky hand up and down your shaft, but you just can't. Not until I say, stroke. That's good. Good boy. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. Time each stroke to the beat of your heart. Bump bump up, bump bump down, bump bump up, bump bump down. Don't forget to squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. Stop. The frustrating thing about my voice is that I can control every part of you, except the eyes. I love the way your eyes rolling widely, dripping with tears, like your cock is dripping, like my cunt is dripping, like my mouth is dripping, my mouth. Let's go to your cock. Press your arms to your side. hands against your legs. They'll stick there, like your feet are stuck to the floor, like your screams are stuck in your throat. I'm gonna kneel here, in front of this sticky, silly dick of yours. I'm gonna give you all that you dreamed about, all that my song promised. No more denial. Listen to my voice tight around your cock. You frightened, filthy, helpless little man. Come, release all of your pleasure, all of your fear. Come, come now, yes, 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 come. Oh, yes, good boy. Feel it course through you. Spicing your blood, searing your nerve endings, my good, obedient, would-be predator. I could just eat you up, and now